Hi there. The word for you today is on bringing down your Goliath. The story is told in 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. The words of David to Goliath, I come against you in the name of the Lord. To bring down the Goliath in your life, here are three things you've got to do. First, you must stand up to him. Any problem you try to escape or excuse, you empower. After listening to Goliath's threats every day, fear gripped the hearts of God's people and Saul's army, and they couldn't stand up to Goliath. But David did. Second, you must remember what God has already done for you. Before going out to fight Goliath, David paused to recall the victories that God had already given him over the lion and the bear. And you've got to do that too. Jeremiah, one of the great portions of Scripture, says in Lamentations 3, verse 21, This I call to mind, therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Wow, they are new every morning. How good is that? The strength to deal with today's struggles comes from remembering and recalling how God helped you to solve yesterday's struggles. And number three, you must cut off the giant's head. 1 Samuel 17 says, David took his sword and cut off his head, and when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. You need to know your enemy, study his tactics, and be willing to fight with the same level of intensity that he does. You must take what you learn and apply it to his weak areas, and never assume that he's dead when he's just dazed. If you don't cut off his head, he'll live and sneak up to fight you another day. Go for a permanent solution, not a short-term fix. Fortify yourself with prayer each day. Renew your mind with the Word of God, for that's how you change. And reach for the support that's available to you through your spiritual family. And above all, remember that your strength doesn't lie in yourself, but in God. With Him on your side, you'll win this battle.